Hello, this is Christine Ewan, one of the head coaches with Productive Dentist Academy, and I am joined here today with Dr. Clint Use from Advanced Dentistry by Design in Carson City, Nevada. Hello.
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Oh, life is good. How are you?
Oh, doing great.
Good. Thanks for joining us today. Let's get started. Tell us a little bit about your practice. You have a partner, Dr. Randy Wright, and a little bit about Advanced Dentistry by Design in Carson City.
Sure. Well, yeah, so there's two of us in the office, Dr. Wright and myself. It was originally Dr. Wright's practice, and I joined about 6 years ago, so it's been a little while. And we, in that time, we moved offices about 3 years ago into a newer facility, which we really needed, which was a great thing for us. And a really up-to-date practice. You know, we do a lot with CEREC. We're doing a lot of six-month ortho now, a lot of implants, and really just try to keep up with kind of the latest, greatest stuff. And then Carson City, you know, Carson City is kind of an interesting place. It's a pretty blue-collar town with a higher population of retired people, but 60,000 is the population. And
that's the capital city of Nevada. And actually, you being, again, a capital city, you have a lot of patients on government plans that you accept. And looking at your numbers, your average PPO write-off is about 20% of your practice production, which is very good for, compared to many of the PPO plans that some of our clients are involved with. But despite being a significant part of your practice being PPO management, the philosophies of PDA still apply with you.
Oh, yeah. You know, we have certainly a lot of PPO influence in our practice, but one of the things that PDA has been incredibly helpful in helping us is to focus on some things that, marketing some procedures. And, that's why we're big into the implants and starting to do ortho and a lot of those things that aren't PPO driven, where we're bringing in fee-for-service patients and trying to balance that out.
Yeah, and it actually within the last 2-3 years is when you've been able to add all these new services significantly in terms of how often you're doing them in your office. Much of that has been marketing. Tell us about what you're doing marketing these other services other than traditional dental services.
Sure. Marketing has changed dramatically for us and working with you guys. I think that, it kind of feels like we're the only ones in town marketing in a way, is that, when we have billboards, we have, we're in the paper, we're all over the place. And, and certainly our marketing budget, I think when we started, I know we were doing way less than 2%. And I think now we're around 5-6% in there. But we've done a lot. We've done things on the radio, working with local DJs for some of the ortho things where we've kind of worked out agreements with them that where we've done the ortho and they do kind of live endorsement. Interestingly enough, one of our better marketing things we've done has been just in the local paper, which I know probably countrywide is not the way that most people are thinking these days, but with the population base that we have, a lot of people still read the local paper, and we've had great success with running new patient ads in there, running mini implant ads. We've had just a huge response from it. The marketing's been huge because without that, we're kind of stuck doing what we've always been doing, and with the getting the word out about those new procedures has been incredible for us.
And again, having worked with you for nearly 4 years now, it has, like you say, it's changed. And luckily, we've been able to try different things and research what's working in your area and direct our marketing efforts that way. So it's not just about, hey, let's put up a billboard. It's what kind of billboard should we do? Or, hey, should we put an ad in? It's who reads the newspaper, what would they respond to? And, again, looking at what you've been able to do from a volume standpoint of adding not just new procedures but the numbers of new procedures, these additional procedures that you do, has been tremendous. So that's been really exciting to work with you guys and see that happen.
So, and I think that all those things, I think the marketing, I think the new procedures, all those things have been huge parts of our success. Nevada as a whole, and Carson City is affected greatly by this. I mean, we lead the nation in foreclosures. We have the highest unemployment. I mean, it is not a great place to be as far as people and their jobs and homes and things. And so it's a tough, tough economy. Nationwide, but especially where we're at. And I think that without diversifying with some of the new procedures and then also just getting the word out that we're doing them, I think we would have had a lot tougher time, in the economy where we've grown every year. I mean, last year we were up huge. and we're even up more, you know, this year. So I think we're doing really well in the economy that we have.
Oh, yeah. Well, huge congratulations on that. Growing every year when the economy is coming down. Wow. One of the other things I want to talk to you about, you've been very active as a graduate and as a coaching client. You've not only enrolled in our coaching program, but you've actually taken advantage and used some of our additional services. You've worked with Rachel Wall, our hygiene coach, and you and Randy and your office manager have participated in our additional training for the business coaching as well as the annual session. Can you tell us a little bit about what those additional programs have done or meant for your practice?
Sure. Well, yeah, I'll start with hygiene and Rachel. I can't say enough good things about Rachel. I mean, it's been incredible, the change in our hygiene department. When we first started working with you guys, our hygiene department was in shambles. I mean, it was not good. I'm sure you remember. You know, I think you'd be hard pressed to find a better hygiene department than what we have at our office. You know, I mean, the services that we offer, how we're taking care of patients. You know, I mean, our perio numbers are great. You know, the things that we're doing, we're working a lot with World DNA, doing a lot of testing and things so that we can figure out, you know, what type of bacteria and how to target those, the bacteria. I mean, it's just, you know, we're doing so many cool things now, and, you know, our production's up, you know, our hygienists are happy and working together well as a team, you know, and Rachel was a huge part of that. So that's been huge. I can't say enough good things about how that has changed. I think that's probably been one of the biggest changes in our practice.
The exciting thing, too, is that we've been able to maintain that.
Yeah.
You know, it's been almost 2 years since we've worked with Rachel, and your hygiene department still is consistently, not just productive-wise, that's part of it, but like you say, the service mix hasn't dropped off. The excitement level hasn't dropped off. Their commitment to the quality and the care that they're providing to their patients, the excitement is still there with them.
Yeah.
That is, number one, a unique thing in hygiene, and number two, again, very exciting to work with.
You know, in that time, we've actually had two new hygienists that were completely, they weren't familiar with our program and what we were doing. You know, and I think just the fact that we had a solid system in place that where we had very clear protocols and things, I mean, they were able to integrate into that system very quickly. You know, there's a lot of working parts to it with all the things that we're doing with perio and gingivitis therapy and the oral DNA and all those things. But, you know, I think we had a very solid system in place. And so to bring, you know, new people in that can quickly get up to speed was, you know, was a pretty seamless thing. So I guess that was hygiene. Hygiene has been a huge transformation. And then the driving the bus seminar that we went to, I think from a peace of mind standpoint, as far as an owner of a business, I think that has been probably the best thing that we've done. You know, just knowing, you know, where the money's going in our practice and having clear ideas of what our budget is and how much money needs to be going into different areas. So both things. I think setting up the budget and getting all those things really established and solid in our practice were huge. And then, you know, it really created an environment where Karen can take ownership of her job and the responsibility she has as office manager.
Personally, too, now working with PDA, one of your goals was to reduce your time and maintain a productivity level. And tell us how you've been able to accomplish that. You have a young family.
Well, yes, yeah. I mean, I love doing dentistry, but it's something that I also love my family and want to spend as much time with them as I can. You know, I mean, I'm at a point where I'm working, you know, 3 days a week. I'm 34, and so, I mean, at my age, I never would have dreamt that I could have the income that I have right now and be working 3 days a week. When people find out that I work 3 days a week, then people can't believe it.
Well, and congratulations on that, and congratulations to your whole office. It's truly been a joy working with you, all of us at PDA. Consider you family, and it's great. Thank you so much for spending time with me today, sharing your story, and hopefully inspiring others.
It's been a great almost 4 years, I guess. You know, it really is a kind of a family environment. It's very close, and, you know, Bruce is amazing, and, I mean, coming to the seminars is just so much fun to catch up with everybody. And, you know, one of the things I've really been focused on, kind of, I guess, the last thing here is that, you know, in my practice, is trying to surround myself with people that are kind of on the cutting edge and that know that are doing exciting things. You know, and I think PDA is definitely there. We couldn't be happier.
Us either.